just switched my... I was in the wrong key. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong key. That was me. That was all me. Let's try the second verse. Dieff Purplay really knew what he was talking about here. Time again. A very special Friendly Town Public Radio edition. I'm going to stay in this character as I present your program tonight, Friendly Town Symphony Auditions. But first, we've got a little bit of business to attend to, so please join me as we kick off tonight's show. By the power vested in me, I hereby declare this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Now chant it with me.
Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
Literally, the host, the whole show will be just like that. My name is Tyler. I am your host for this evening with the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra. You know, normally public radio programs, they like to present the finished pieces, the greatest works of Camille Saint-Saëns, Johann Sebastian Bach, or Leonard Bernstein, among others. But not us. We like to show you all the bones of the symphony orchestra here in Friendly Town. You know what? Not only are we going to have a program at the end, a special classical program at the end presented by the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra, but we're going to make you guys listen. Not allow you. We're going to make you listen to everything as we audition our symphony orchestra. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that detail. We don't have a symphony yet, so we need to audition literally first chair for everything. And fortunately we have 13 people auditioning. Only 5 of them are musically talented. I'll let you guess which ones. I'm not one of them. I'll be presenting an interlude where I present what I'm going to be the first chair of. I'm calling harmonica. I'm first chair harmonica, and you guys can't do anything about it. I'm your NPR host for this evening. Let's get on with the program, shall we? That's going to really fuck with whoever's listening to this on Friendly Town Radio. I'm just going to put this down. Hold on a second. All right, so Friendly Town Public Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, Friendly Town Hummus. We're coming back, we promise. Also, Friendly Town Performing Arts High School, or FPAS. Friendly Town Performing Arts High School is one of our proud sponsor, and they're actually working to produce some future Friendly Town Symphony players. So, without further ado, will somebody please run the list, which is sitting upon the bar, up to me, because I did so many drugs in the 70s, and I can't remember who's our first auditionee.
I'm helping!
Your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. Your first auditioner, auditionist, your first music person, auditioneer, imagineer. He's going to be imagineering and auditioneering. Your first auditioneer, playing. The only information I have is that he will be playing a fine instrument, very fine. Please place your hands in clapping formation and do clap, do, for John Hurst. Join me in congratulating our first chair, whatever the fuck that was. We're looking forward to donations from our whatever the fuck that was enthusiasts out there. All of the whatever the fuck that was sheet music sales are going to skyrocket in Friendly Town, I can guarantee. We here at Friendly Town Public Radio welcome instruments of all shapes and sizes, even this one which is, let's see, I'm trying to figure out what it says here. The guitar? I've not heard of it. Not heard of this instrument before, but hopefully Colin Riggs will wow you sufficiently. Please welcome Colin Riggs to the audition stage.
Some songs from my grandfather. Don't know why there's no sun up in the skies, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Oh no, all my breakups always bring stormy weather. Maybe I'm the god of stormy weather. Fuck yes, I'm going with that. Therapist man tells me pills, so I killed him with my lightning bolt. Killed that motherfucker with my lightning bolt. Narcissistic tendencies, my ass. Can't go retriever. My girlfriend stole my golden retriever. If you see my golden retriever, call the police. Seriously, he answers to Dave. Golden Retriever, he's like this tall. So that was from my grandfather. My grandfather had the soul of an artist. He got it in a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in 1972 when the lead singer was beating him off with his shoe while he was trying to climb on stage. And he stole that man's shoe and he nailed it up in his bedroom right next to the crucifix. Awesome. He was an emotional man, though. He actually tried to kill himself twice. He tried to hang himself twice, and he fucked up both times. We found him first swinging by his left ankle, and then 6 months later when he tried it again, we found him swinging by his other ankle. So he didn't figure it out the first time. After that, Memo took his lynching rope from him. You would think for a man that was in the KKK for about 6 weeks, he'd have been better at that. I'm not sure. That might have been why they kicked him out. It might have been the fact that Grandma was black, too. I don't really know. Anyway, he wrote this song right after they got married, and it goes something like this. So it's, I said no one has to know what we do. Oh, sorry, Taylor Swift, my bad. So, I think it actually was like, my wife made me lose all my friends. And he was still working on it when he died.
Colin Riggs. Now, to be fair to Colin, the posting that we put out there auditioning musicians for the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra does read an awful lot like Jack Johnson cover band. We'll make sure to make sure the font makes it a bit clearer next time. Maybe there might be a homicidal Jack Johnson interlude at the orchestra program this fall on Friendly Town Public Radio. Your next auditionite, will be auditioning for the role of first chair soprano saxophone. Please welcome Emily.
I've ever done this. Now y'all like it. Now y'all like it. This isn't mine. I don't know whose it was or what mouth was on it, but it's mine in this moment. God in this saxophone. Wonder what kind of animal I could summon if I keep this up.
I imagine it's a snake.
Good. The buttons do, but thank you for being patient. Green Day's my favorite band, so this is going to be American Idiot next. That's what we're gonna... Ha ha ha! keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was mysterious. This is better than Taste of Thai, and that's saying a lot. I mean, you know, I hope everyone is as full as I am. Starting to taste a little bad. One more and then I'll go. One more.
Give it up for not just first chair soprano sax, but new conductor, Emily Gwynn. I've never heard Boulevard of Broken Dreams sound so majestic. My shadow! Okay. Sorry, I just get carried away sometimes hearing it played so harmoniously. Fuck Kenny G, that is the future right there. Everybody, your next auditioneer is, this is his, he auditioned for the Chum Village Orchestra, he auditioned for the Convivial Orchestra, and we just want to give him a fair shake, because he takes what he does very seriously, and he's been trying so hard. Please extend a warm round of applause to Jeremy Periwinkle.
Hello. Hello, my name is Jeremy Periwinkle, and today I will be auditioning for the role in the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra of the kazoo. I've been playing the kazoo since I was 6 years old. I was raised actually in a monastic conservatory for kazoo artistry in Copenhagen, and I've been practicing the kazoo very delicately. I think the kazoo is a beautiful instrument. A lot of people, they don't think that they take the kazoo very seriously. They think it's a party instrument, but there's a whole range of expression that I think is very important to the kazoo. So I'm going to stop talk. I'm going to get my music ready, and I'll share with you some work I've been practicing. Okay, this one is called Interlude of Sadness. It's by Chopin, and it's in three acts, and it's in G minor. So anyway, without further, sorry to keep you waiting. I hope I was able to share some things with you about the kazoo. that was Act One. Act Two is a little bit more upbeat, and just a change of pace. It represents a portion of the symphony. Whenever Metigatidus, the goblin of temptation, is in fact leading the protagonist of the movement astray, and so lots of themes of corruption and temptation. So anyway, it goes. Returns to sort of where we began, where the protagonist, I guess I forgot to explain, I was so excited to play for you. The protagonist, he gives into and resists Periwinkle, and only after losing a great love, and so this is where he doesn't reconnect with that love, but he does reconnect with himself. So anyway, so much.
Please, I don't know about you all, but I believe that Jeremy Periwinkle has a very rosy future here at the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra. Come on. I host NPR shows for a living. I don't have a whole lot of excitement outside of this. This is the highlight of my week. Tomorrow, back to stockbroking. Everybody, gives me great honor auditioning a couple of pocket instruments which we've never had at the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra. Please join me in a Friendly Town Public Radio welcome for Mr. or Monsieur even, Sean Simino. Mr. Sean Simino, everyone.
That's right, mister. There's no more misses. Sorry I have to audition under such circumstances, but as they say, the show must go on, right? A man's best friend is his instrument, as they say. You know, you can be a virtuoso at two different instruments. She's still gonna leave you. You know what that taps was for? The death of my marriage. I'm gonna play some Baker Street. You guys wanna hear Baker Street? Ha ha ha! Hope you guys like Baker Street. Oh, I gotta throw up. Oh, I gotta throw up. Get me off the stage. I'll just go in here. It's fine. It's fine.
Careless whisper.
Bright future ahead for that young man. Though to be fair, I've never seen someone drink from a trumpet and then play taps from it. So there is a lot to be said for that. Please, one more time for Sean Simoneau. I think we have one of those 2016 charity drive tote bags sitting in our closet. We'll just give you one to throw up in and maybe woo a new lady. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I'm an NPR host. We're asexual. Finally, we have arrived at the point in our program where it's time to audition the string section. Not the Jack Johnson string section, not the guitar picking string section, though we'll find some use for you, Colin, don't worry. Auditioning for first chair violin, please extend a warm Friendly Town Public Radio a welcome to Beth Tompkins.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Bethany, actually. And I want you for a moment to imagine that the year is 1989. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City is in the top of the charts. And 12-year-old me knew how to open that violin case without stumbling over it. But back in 89, I was also working for first chair violin. Because that bitch Allison wanted it too. And so my parents poured tens of dollars into lessons for me. From a lovely redheaded 80-year-old lady in Oak Ridge with skin like crepe paper and a sense of humor to match. And yet her tolerance for young Bethany was deeply invested in my success, to the point that I'll have you know I performed in a recital at the former Unitarian Universalist Church location just off of Tulsa Avenue. And I got applause. Now, it's 1989. Paradise City is on the airwaves. And Allison really, really wants first chair. But here's the thing. It's audition day. And even though I've now had 3 solid years of practice 3 times a week, my E string broke, you guys. So I only have 3. And I don't know, should I play anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. Shut up, Allison, I'm doing it. You know, my earrings were smaller back then, too. Also didn't look like it. I also didn't have a boyfriend. And Allison did. She actually went out with the captain of the swim team. Meanwhile, like, I just wanted to date, like, the treasurer of the science club. Because he had pretty curly hair and he knew all the elements on the periodic table. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Hang on!
Hang on, there wasn't a microphone there then either.
Hey,
Thank you.
Beth Tompkins. I am in awe, as you should all be. Can't wait to see what Beth does with the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra as our potential first chair violin, unless this next violin auditionee can unseat her. I mean, we have two chairs, so they're both going to be in the orchestra, spoiler, but let's see which chair our next auditionee makes. Please, warmly welcome Savannah Wolfgram.
On the back. Okay, so I have two instruments actually for this symphony audition. I have this Christmas ornament. I'm here to reclaim Christmas for myself, basically, that my grandpa made. He's dead. We look exactly alike. I can show you a picture after the audition if you want to see. So yeah, here we go. I don't know how to play the violin, but shit, I love every single person that plays the violin. They make me cry the most. And I think they're really beautiful. Shout out to Amanda Shires. So let's see. Yes. I need to set this up. I have to put this, like, by my boob. I did not plan. Can you hear it? Can you hear? I'm basically just gonna hold this violin because I feel like it would make me love myself like I love all the other violin players, and I won't do that like suicidal car crash thing that St. Thomas was talking about. If I just... Can you hear the Christmas music? Then one foggy Christmas... Oh, no, and then it changes to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Shit. I don't know where the vocal part is, like the mic. Better not pout, I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. I'll do Rudolph again. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. You ever saw it? You would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. You better watch out. Wait. I'm done.
Savannah Wolfgram. We here at the Friendly Town, we here at FSO, we believe that it's not how you play the instrument. It's how you explain it. And so far, everyone, I think, has been demonstrating the caliber we expect here at FSO. What do you all think? You can do better than that. What do you all think thus far? Will you be donating at our holiday pledge drive? I think so. I'm so excited. We have two more auditionees, and then we are going to do the first ever Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra performance right here on Friendly Town Public Radio. I personally can't wait to see all the talented members of this orchestra perform the classics by George Friedrich Handel, Deez Nuts. As well as Pachelbel, Deez Nuts. All right. I'm going to think of some more composers whose name works with Deez Nuts. While your next auditionee brings his talents to the forum, please join me in welcoming auditioning for I can't do it with a straight face. Auditioning for first chair guitar, Josh Arnold.
Right, no, sorry. Josh couldn't make it, and so my name is Joffrey. I am Josh's friend, and so I got this guitar and caveat about it. I don't know how to play two instruments, and those instruments are the guitar and the keyboard. So I was hoping it would be like a double negative, right? And we're going to find out if that's the case. And now, listen, I've never actually put this into this level of power before. I've only ever tried the instrument from its own sustain. So let's see how we wind up here. I'll turn it on a little bit here. Get a little testing. Yeah, beautiful. Now, does the volume slider affect the... Oh, it does. Yeah, that's wonderful. Great, let's down it a smidge. That way we have some range. All right, now. Now, listen, like I told you, I didn't know how to play either instrument, so I was hoping that I would pick it up, and so I thought for writing songs, I would write about what I knew, which was my life. So I write about my day-to-day. That's what I do. Let's see if we can get a small beat here going, yeah? Nice. All right, now listen. So, I get off from work, I go home. I'll be tired, my feet hurt, my back hurt. Take off my shirt. Because it was sweaty. Sweaty. So here's the deal. I try to relax, and I go to the window, and I look outside. Try to get some scenery out there. But what do I see there? It's my neighbor Bob. Fuck Bob. I hate Bob. Bob's always fucking with me. Fucking hate him. And he's nude. He's fucking nude. He's in my backyard without trousers. What the fuck, Bob? I hate you. Get out of my yard. So Bob comes up to me and he knocks on my window and he says, Bob. He talked just like this. He says, I'm a slob. Can you see my exposed knob? I took off my pants for you and I stood here in your backyard for 8 hours. I'm covered in dirt, but it doesn't cover up my nudity. Gratuity on my knob. Talked to me some more, and I tried to explain to him that I was just trying to relax after work. He didn't get it. I called the cops, but by the time the cops had arrived, he had gone to hide, and he put pants back on. Fuck Bob! Listen, the beat restarted. I've never seen that before. That's fine, that's a new mechanic. So, I went out, yeah, to go find Bob, because I was going to kill Bob, because I hate Bob. Fuck Bob. Fuck Bob. So anyway, I found him. I found Bob, and I captured Bob. Fuck Bob. And, listen, I brought him home. I knocked him out with a billy club, and because he didn't answer the door. I went to his door, I knocked, and he didn't answer for me. I went around to the window and I said, "Hey Bob, are you there?" And Bob he didn't answer, but I saw his car was there, so I knew he was home. And I peeked in the window and I saw him there, still fucking nude, and he was doing yoga or some shit like that. So I called his phone. So it was like, I rang him up, and Bob's like, hello. And I was like, Bob, I know you're in the nude. Come out, I want to talk to you. And so he came to the door, and I smashed him on the head. And he blacked out, and I took him to my house, all right? And that's where things get a little different here. Bob was going to help me write songs, but he didn't know it yet. So, as I was saying, fuck Bob. And so I came up to him, and now that he's trapped in my house, I said, Bob, do you know why you're here? Fucking Bob. Shut the fuck up, Bob. Don't talk to me, Bob. What's your favorite meal, Bob? Is it sauerkraut? Too bad. That's all you get. There's not enough calories in sauerkraut to sustain you, Bob. And you'll spend the end of your days in my basement, Bob. And no one will find you, Bob. They'll look in your house. They'll find the note that I left in your coat, and it says you left town, and you don't want to be found, so they'll stop looking for you until you die, Bob. And all you'll hear every night is a clock on the fucking wall, Bob. Midnight is the only interaction you get until you died, and you contributed one more thing to my life, Bob. It was part of a song. It goes like this. Do you know what that is, Bob? It's your pulse. Oh my God. And when you pass, Bob, it will be the most beautiful song that I've ever heard. For slowly, as you die of starvation, withering away in my fucking basement, Bob, you can hear your own life slipping from your fucking body until finally. And it is at that moment you will be a part of something beautiful, Bob. Can you hear it?
What is music anyway? Really, when you just think about it. Here at Friendly Town Public Radio, we invite all New Zealander, I think. His accent alternated between New Zealand and Gotham. Fortunately, playing a sample of Herbie Hancock will get you into the orchestra. Even if you are a murderer, that does not disqualify you. We love Herbie Hancock here. And so does the manufacturer of the Yamaha keytar. Glad we have a first chair keytar. Fortunately, we have floral patterns of Antoine de. Anyway, we have a just one or two more audition years, and then we're going to have our grand performance. Please welcome someone who I've not met before, but she seems very upstanding and respectable. Please welcome to the stage, Karen Kane.
Now, as many of you know, I did have a promising career in music before I decided to be a mother, which is our greatest adventure ever. I am Karen Kane. Just take it easy, baby. And this is my son, Kevin. We do all have... No, not yet. We do all have K names, like the Kardashians, but not yet. But, like, we're really square. Our neighbors call us Squaredashians, but that's okay. We don't mind. Kevin, who I invested a lot of energy and money into in his promising musical career, will now play the recorder, which is a really weird name for an instrument. That should be called the flute. Okay. Not just yet, sweetie. Oh, but let's fix your hair. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, sweetie. Okay, remember when you go to the Russian lady's house? And I know she's old and weird, but just, like, do some of the stuff you do there. Okay? Just that, okay? Okay. So, you know, Mommy spent a lot of money on you. Okay? And, also, Mommy was giving birth to you. You know, somebody ruined her vagina. You know, do you know why? No? Okay, it's a big head. Okay. And so, Mommy really needs you to, like, do a little better. So, can you try it again, sweetie? Okay, so... so, sweetie... Mommy has a dysfunctional relationship with the present moment, and she has invested her hopes and dreams in you, and she kind of wants to live through your success and win approval of other people through you. Okay, so can you try again a little bit? Okay. No. Okay. Okay, sweetie, remember what we talk about? This is kind of like why Daddy left. Okay, so, could you, like, maybe try again? I think we're done here. But thank you guys so much. I'm Karen Kane, this is Kevin Kane. Fruit of my loins. I'm still fertile. and my vagina isn't as bad as we made it seem earlier. Thank you.
Someone please save that young man. All right, well, we've had quite a journey here, and we have one more audition. Could the members of the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra please stage yourselves near the stage with your instruments so we're ready to hop right on after we just sort of nod and say, okay, whatever. We have one more audition, and then the big show. Hell, we might not even make it all the way through this next guy's audition. I've never met him before. He just sort of called me up, and he begged me to audition for first chair guitar. So please welcome Cad.
My name is Cad. It's spelled like Chad, but with a hard C sound, because I do things differently. I'm the greatest musician you have ever seen. I may seem a little bit sweaty and out of breath, It's because last night I was playing in New York. And it's a long run.
This first song is the only song that's not a Cat original that you'll be hearing tonight. And you may recognize it, but it is very technically difficult. So don't try it. You'll just hurt yourself.
Thank you.
This next song is, you know, at the beginning of some grunge songs, it happens in a lot of songs, but especially grunge, people like try to use their voice, not using any real words, just like kind of as another instrument. Well, this song is called What That Is, except it goes on for way too long.
It's called Yarling.
Well, this song is called What That Was, except it goes on for way too long. This next song is one that's very close to my heart. Many people describe my style as a mix between John Mayer and Bob Dylan. And I think this epitomizes that. The song's called Deep Breaths. Thank you. My name is Kat, and I'm the best musician alive.
Are you going to question him? Kat, everyone. Now, please. You can stay up here, Kat, if you want. I give you the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra's premier performance. Please welcome them to the stage. as the orchestra comes to the stage, I would just like to remind everyone here to join us again next week, a week from tonight, for Olivia Grace from Los Angeles, California. All right, so the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra is thrilled to present a composition by the little-known Hungarian composer De Ep Perple. I give you Smoke on the Vauter. Does someone want to turn off the already playing classical music?
No. It stays. All right,
everyone, smoke on the water. I need to switch my... I was in the wrong key. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. I was in the wrong key. That was me. That was all me. Let's try the second verse. De Ep Perple really knew what he was talking about here. Support Friendly Town Public Radio. Pry open those pocketbooks right now and just start throwing your change at us.
Stand.
Please. I'm so proud of this group of musicians. We've accomplished so much in our short time as a band, and I just want to thank God for turning his back on all of us. I'd like to thank Cad for taking time off from his busy schedule, being Lou Reed's ghost. I'd like to thank the people whose instruments these really are. Join us soon. Follow us on Facebook at Friendly Town Knoxville, all one word at the end of the Facebook thing. Coming soon, Friendly Town Busts. Each of these musicians will be busting outside of the pilot light to raise money for Friendly Town Public Access Radio. See you. see you next week for Olivia Grace.